And just a few moments ago, former Prime Minister of Australia, Tony Abbott, addressed the media. Here's some of the highlights.
This is not an easy day for many people in this building. Leadership changes are never easy for our country. My pledge today is to make this change as easy as I can. There'll be no wrecking, no undermining, and no sniping. I've never leaked or backgrounded against anyone, and I certainly won't start now. Our country deserves better than that. I'm proud of what we've achieved over the past 2 years. 300,000 more people are in jobs. Labor's bad taxes are gone. We've signed free trade agreements with our largest trading partners, with Japan, with Korea, and with China. The biggest infrastructure program in our country's history is underway. A spotlight is being shone into the dark and corrupt corners of the union movement and Labor's party union business model. We've responded to the threats of terror, and we've deployed to the other side of the world to bring our loved ones home. The boats have stopped, and with the boats stopped, we've been better able to display our compassion to refugees. And despite hysterical and unprincipled opposition, we've made $50 billion of repairs to the budget. But yes, I am proud of what the Abbott government has achieved. We stayed focused despite the white anting. Of course, the government wasn't perfect. We have been a government of men and women, not a government of gods walking upon the earth. Few of us, after all, entirely measure up to expectations. The nature of politics has changed in the past decade. We have more polls and more commentary than ever before, mostly sour, bitter character assassination, poll-driven panic has produced a revolving door prime ministership, which can't be good for our country, and a febrile media culture has developed that rewards treachery. And if there's one piece of advice I can give to the media, it's this: refuse to print self-serving claims that the person making them won't put his or her name to. Refuse to connive at dishonour by acting as the assassin's knife. Finally, I thank my country for the privilege of service. It is humbling to lose, but that does not compare to the honour of being asked to lead.
Tony Abbott, just a few moments ago, addressing the public as we wait for Malcolm Turnbull to become the next Prime Minister of the country. I was saying just before that, John Howard is the last Prime Minister to serve a full term.